we will speak in glorification of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. There are two Bhagavats. One is Book Bhagavat and the other is Person Bhagavat. So today we will speak on the Person Bhagavat. And on the disappearance day of great spiritual personalities, we sing a special song that has been written by Srila Narottam Das Thakur when Srila Srinivas Acharya Thakur disappeared. So in ISKCON on the disappearance days, we sing that song. This morning also we sang. Now also we'll, at the beginning of the class, we will sing that song. The translation of this song goes, "He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where are my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps." "14 years ago, on this day, Tamal Krishna Maharaj left this planet. Very suddenly, after the GBC meeting was over, Maharaj was about to return to America. He was driving to Calcutta to catch a flight. And on the way, he had an accident and he left his body. Actually, Maharaj's disappearance, many thought that he was aware of it. I personally had one experience. About 3 or 4 days before his disappearance, one morning I was chanting with him in his room, pacing up and down, we were chanting. And all of a sudden Maharaj told me, "Please take care of these boys from Calcutta. They're your children, they're your sons." Maharaj was talking about a few young boys that took initiation from him from Calcutta, very bright boys. And Maharaj was addressing, "Hare Krishna, is it better this way? Yeah. Can everybody hear me? Yeah. So, I just told him, "You are their father, I am their uncle. He said, no, you are their father. Please take care of them. So, at that time I couldn't understand why he was speaking like that. But then it occurred to me after he left his body, Maharaj, another incident that I heard from Bishambhar Prabhu, one of Maharaj's disciples. He was packing his things the night before Maharaj left. And he was telling Bishambhar Prabhu that he was leaving. And Bishambhar Prabhu said, yes, you are leaving tomorrow morning. And he said, no, I am leaving. Later on, Bishambhar Prabhu recalled that the way Maharaj said it, it gave him a kind of an understanding that he knew that he was going to leave. Another interesting thing, not interesting, rather notable thing is that when the post-mortem report came, the report actually said that Maharaj actually left his body before the accident took place. So, anyway, undoubtedly, he was one of the greatest assistants of Srila Prabhupada, one of the greatest devotees of ISKCON. He was very dear to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was very dear to him. I vividly remember the first time when I saw him. I heard about him a lot from the devotees when I joined in Mayapur. One day I saw that Bhavananda Prabhu was walking with another person. It was just around that side. And I was with one of my godbrothers, Tirthopad Prabhu. And that personality was so striking, so brilliant. And there was something so extraordinary about him, the way he was carrying himself. And so I asked Tirthapad Prabhu, who is that? And he told me, that is Tamal Krishna Goswami. Tamal Krishna Goswami was already well known to all the devotees of ISKCON for his wonderful achievements for Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada had an incredible confidence in him. When Maharaj joined, he joined in San Francisco. And soon after he joined, Prabhupada actually started to give him a lot of responsibility. The Los Angeles temple, they just got a nice church for a temple. And he made him the president of that temple. Then when Prabhupada got the news that George Harrison became favorable to Krishna consciousness due to the preaching of Mukunda Maharaj, Shyamsundar Prabhu and Gurudas Prabhu and Jamuna Mataji, Malati Mataji and Janaki Mataji. So that was a big thing. George Harrison became favorable to Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada sent him to London to take care of this opportunity to spread Krishna consciousness there. Then from London, Shamata Amar Krishna Maharaj went to France and started to help what Hari Vilas Prabhu already started in Paris. Then he went to Germany. So in this way he was the pioneer of the movement in many ways. And then he started, along with his very dear friend, Vishnujan Maharaj, he started the Radha Damodar Party, book distribution, traveling Sankirtan party in America. They started with one Greyhound bus, and it grew to such an extent that they had five buses. Oh, Vishwama Prabhu, yeah. Yeah. Did I recall your, remember that incident properly? I didn't notice you, otherwise I would have asked you to narrate that. So, and then when the preaching started in India, Prabhupada sent him to India. He made him the GBC of India. When it was, Prabhupada was struggling to get a piece of land in Mayapur, it was Tamal Krishna Maharaj who actually got that land. There was a lot of opposition to get the land in Mayapur. Some individuals were reluctant to let Prabhupada come and start his thing here, this particular land. And it was Tamal Krishna Maharaj who came, and in a very expert way he kind of got some people to sell the land without informing anybody. There used to be a banyan tree in front of, I think the tree is still there. Sitting under the banyan tree, he wrote the contract of sale of this land. And he arrived at midnight in Calcutta. Prabhupada was still awake. And he went and gave the paper to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was so pleased that he got the land. And then Prabhupada went to sleep and told him, "Now you go and sleep." So that's the first time I saw that hero of ISKCON walking and chanting with Bhavananda Prabhu here in Mayapur. I was already engaged in serving Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, during our first meeting, Prabhupada gave me the service to translate his books into Bengali. And although those days it was very, very difficult to come anywhere near Srila Prabhupada, because of the service, I had access to Srila Prabhupada anytime I wanted. My excuse was, I have to show what I translated to Srila Prabhupada. And then of course Prabhupada gave me a stack of Bengali letters to reply. And so I was there in Prabhupada's room, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj came, and when he offered obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada asked him, "So, what's the news in New York?" So Tamal Krishna Maharaj understood, and he started to describe to Srila Prabhupada about the big court case that was going on in New York on deprogramming. It was a very big obstacle to Krishna consciousness movement at that time. The affluent parents of the devotees in America, they got one person, or one person actually took advantage of that situation. His name was Ted Patrick. He was actually a gangster. And he started the thing called deprogramming. That means parents, those who wanted their children to go back to them, leaving ISKCON, he used to deprogram them. That means that deprogramming not only consisted of psychological torture, but it also included physical violence, physical torture. And Prabhupada was, it was a very big thing happening at that time. So then Kamal Krishna Maharaj, after giving the brief description of the situation there, he told that Adikeshava Maharaj was dealing with that case. So it would be better that he came and gave him the details. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj looked at me and said, can you go to such and such a room? I forgot the room number, and said, get Adikeshava Swami to come. So I ran upstairs and got Adikeshava Swami. That's the first time I met Adikeshava Swami also. Another very brilliant devotee who also achieved a lot for Srila Prabhupada. And then I could see how intensely they were discussing about that. And Prabhupada was so emphatic. He was just telling them, brainwashing. The deprogrammers' program was that they have been brainwashed by ISKCON. They are not joining the movement on their own volition. They cannot really think properly, and they have been brainwashed, and that they have to be deprogrammed. And so when they were describing, and Prabhupada was practically shouting, that brainwashing, they don't have any brains to begin with. And I am giving them the brains. I am giving them the ability to think properly. And anyway, so that was another remarkable instance that I saw how involved Tamal Krishna Maharaj was and how dependent Srila Prabhupada was in him. And Adikeshava Maharaj was leading the charge, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was actually the main person who was providing for the battle. And anyway, this is how I just first met Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And I was answering Prabhupada's letters, and I used to go to him quite often, and I used to show my translations. And when I finished answering all the letters in Bengali, Prabhupada gave me a stack of Hindi letters and asked me to reply them. He asked me, can you write in Hindi? I said, yes, Srila Prabhupada, I can write in Hindi, but my handwriting is not so nice. Prabhupada said, don't worry, nobody's Hindi handwriting is nice. And so then one day, Prabhupada told me, one afternoon, Prabhupada told me that he was appointing me as his secretary for Indian affairs. And I was naturally very happy to hear that. And then Prabhupada called Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and he told him that he was appointing me as a secretary for Indian affairs. And he suggested that I move into the room where Maharaj was staying. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava ki jai, Jai Shri Shri Pancha Tattva ki jai, Jai Shri Shri Prahlad Nrisingha Dev ki jai. So Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna Maharaj that He wanted me to move into the room where he was in. And that was a room, two rooms after Srila Prabhupada. Actually, the room next to Srila Prabhupada's was meant for his secretary's room. But secretaries were all the time they were typing. And those days, the typewriters were manual typewriters. And they used to make a lot of noise. Cut, cut, cut. So that's why Prabhupada shifted the secretary to the next room, and Prabhupada's servant, at that time it was Harisori Prabhu, who moved into the room next to Prabhupada, and the room after that was Prabhupada's secretary's room. And so that room had two beds, and when Prabhupada told that, Tamas Vishnu Maharaj very affectionately put his arm around my shoulder and said, come. And he took me to his room and he told me there were two beds, and he said that I'm using this one, you use that one. And that was another good fortune that I had, that to have the opportunity to be with Tamal Krishna Maharaj, living in the same room with him. And he was an extremely disciplined person. Every morning he would wake up at 3:30. Sometimes he would even wake up at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock actually, not 3:30. And he would not switch on the light because he didn't want to disturb my sleep. He used to go to the bathroom and he used to play Prabhupada's tape. That was his regular practice. When he would go to the bathroom, he would play Prabhupada's tape and lecture tapes, and he used to listen in a tape recorder. So that's the time I used to wake up, hearing. It was a nice way to wake up, listening to Prabhupada's tapes. And and then he was very particular about finishing his round, good number of his round, and he made it a point, he told me emphatically that, make it a point to chant your rounds early in the morning, before the day begins, because that's the best time to chant, and then you have the whole day to do your work. So that's one nice thing that I learned from him, that finish your rounds in the morning. At least good number of your rounds early in the morning. And then he used to tell me how to serve Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada always wanted someone to be in his room. So most of the time I used to just be there in the room. And those days Prabhupada's health condition was deteriorating quite badly. So when he used to go to the bathroom, there was no attached bath to Prabhupada's room here. It was at the end of that block, the block of rooms, there was the bathroom. So we had to help Srila Prabhupada to walk. We would put the right hand around Srila Prabhupada's waist, and with the left hand we would hold onto his shoulder, left shoulder, and still Prabhupada would have his cane and he used to walk. And this is how Prabhupada needed assistance all the time, so one of us had to be with him all the time. Then Srila Prabhupada decided to go to Bombay. Giriraj Maharaj arranged a big program for Srila Prabhupada in Cross Maidan, in the center of Bombay. And so we all went to Bombay. When Prabhupada arrived in Bombay, the car took him straight to his old apartment. Prabhupada asked, why did you bring me here? So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that, Prabhupada, the other apartment is not complete. Actually, the new apartment, the new building, the two towers in front of Bombay Temple, the tower on the right hand side was on the top floor was Prabhupada's quarters. So Prabhupada insisted that he wanted to go there. So Prabhupada had to be brought in there. Fortunately, the lift was working. So Prabhupada was taken there. And that place was not complete. Like the doors were not fixed. Plumbing was still going on. Electric wiring was going on. So that place looked like a construction site, which was actually a construction site at that time. So, but Prabhupada insisted. Prabhupada sat there on his asana and he insisted that whether it's complete or not, he was going to stay there. And at that time I saw how intelligent Tamal Krishna Maharaj was. He did not protest, he didn't reason with Srila Prabhupada. He called Giriraj Maharaj and Surabhi Maharaj, who was the project in charge of Sri Sri Radha Rasbihari temple in Juhu. He was an architect and he actually designed the temple and he was supervising the work also. So he called Surabhi Swami and Giriraj Maharaj and he asked Surabhi Swami, how long do you think it will take to complete this quarters? So he said 4 to 5 days. So then Tamal Krishna Maharaj told Giriraj Maharaj, Giriraj, let us arrange for Prabhupada accommodation somewhere in the city, because the cross maidan is in the heart of the city and that is about 1.5 hours drive. So Giriraj Maharaj immediately contacted one very wealthy Indian man where Prabhupada stayed before in his house. His name is Bhogilal Patel. And so, but Bhogilal was not in India at that time. So the next person that Giriraj Maharaj contacted was Kartikeya Mahadeviya. So, and Kartikeya Mahadeviya was very happy to accommodate Srila Prabhupada. So then Tamal Krishna Maharaj walked to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, every day you have to go to cross Maidan. It will take 1.5 hours to go at least and 1.5 hours to come back. So why drive for 3 hours? It will be better for you to stay in Bombay near cross Maidan. And we made the arrangement in Kartikeya Mahadeviya's house in Sea Face. That's a very luxurious apartment. And so then Prabhupada accepted that. So then Prabhupada moved into Kartikeya Mahadeviya's house. He was another very nice person. Like, he didn't have a big palace like Bhogilal Patel, but he had a very nice 5-room apartment right on the beach. It's one of the most luxurious apartments in Bombay those days. And Kartikeya Mahadeviya moved out of that apartment with his family of wife and 2 daughters and a son. And his whole setup, he moved out into another apartment which belonged to his brother or cousin. And the whole apartment was given to Srila Prabhupada and his team. And Prabhupada stayed there and for the period that Cross Maidan program was on. Every evening, Prabhupada used to go there to give lecture. Kamal Krishna Maharaj and Bhavananda Prabhu also was staying in the same place in the same apartment. Three of us were staying in that apartment. Kamal Krishna Maharaj, Babananda Prabhu, myself with Srila Prabhupada. Two of them used to leave earlier, and Kamal Krishna Maharaj used to often give lectures or make arrangements. Then Prabhupada would go there and give the lecture. I mean, every day we are getting about 10,000 people to attend the program. It was a packed program. And the program was so successful that it was extended by 2 more days. And so then finally, when Prabhupada arrived in Juhu Temple, the apartment now was ready. So Prabhupada went to his apartment. And in the meantime, Upendra Prabhu already joined us as Prabhupada's personal servant. Harisori Prabhu was made who was Prabhupada's personal servant at that time. Prabhupada made him the GBC of Australia. And so Harisori Prabhu had to leave, and Upendra Prabhu was called in to become Prabhupada's personal servant. So three of us actually moved into the Prabhupada's apartment. And so there also, like at that time I thought that the room in Mayapur was much larger, but the secretary's room was quite small in Bombay. So I thought I would share the room with Upendra Prabhu, and I would let Tamal Krishna Maharaj have the room to himself. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj insisted, no, you stay in the same room with me. So in that way, I had the good fortune of being with him, sharing the room with him, wherever we went. And even after Prabhupada's disappearance, Kamal Krishna Maharaj when he used to come to Mayapur, he used to share the room with me until he got his apartment in this Conch building. Then from Bombay we went to Rishikesh. One of Prabhupada's admirers, a very big man, he was the ex-governor of Madras, and his brother-in-law, Ramkrishna Bajaj, the head of the Bajaj Industries. Two of them came to see Srila Prabhupada, and they, seeing that Srila Prabhupada's health condition was not so good, so they suggested that Prabhupada went to some place for a change. They used that expression, go for a change. And they suggested Rishikesh at the foothills of the Himalayas. Prabhupada immediately liked the idea. And he said, I've never been to Rishikesh. And Prabhupada expressed that he has Ganga water, I can drink Ganga water. And he consulted with Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj also appreciated that idea. So from Bombay, we went to Rishikesh. Together we flew to Delhi, and from Delhi we drove to Rishikesh, spending one night in Delhi temple. And Prabhupada was, rather I would say that Tamal Krishna Maharaj actually left everything, all his responsibilities in other places as a GBC, and he came to join Srila Prabhupada simply to take care of him. He considered that his only service is to take care of Srila Prabhupada. And that's what he did all along. I mean, at least that's how I saw. And he was training us up, me and Upendra Prabhu, how to take care of Srila Prabhupada. And in Rishikesh, in the meantime, I got the service to cook for Srila Prabhupada. So I used to translate, I used to reply Prabhupada's letters, but I had a lot of free times. And so I used to wish, those days Mother Palika, and one of our god sisters, used to cook for Srila Prabhupada. And I used to serve Srila Prabhupada. She used to cook, and I used to take the plate and serve Srila Prabhupada. So one day Palika became sick. So another devotee was asked to cook for Srila Prabhupada. And although Prabhupada told her what to cook, how to cook, but when I served Srila Prabhupada, I could see that Prabhupada couldn't eat. So I asked Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, the cooking was not all right today?" Then Prabhupada said, "No, she doesn't know how to cook." So I just blurted out, "Srila Prabhupada, should I cook for you tomorrow?" Prabhupada said, "Yes, you can try." And so the next day, Prabhupada told me what to cook and how to cook. And fortunately, Prabhupada liked it. And not only he liked it, he told Upendra Prabhu, when Upendra came to take him to his bed after lunch, he told Upendra, "Go and see how he cooked." So Upendra came running to me. I was washing the pots and things in the kitchen. So he said, "Hey, what did you cook? Prabhupada wanted me to taste it." So I gave it to him. Then at 3 o'clock, Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to go to take dictations from Srila Prabhupada to reply his letters. He used to read out the letters and Prabhupada used to give the points how to reply. And accordingly, Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to reply the letters. And so went down after that, taking the dictation from Srila Prabhupada, Tamal Krishna Maharaj came to me and said, "Prabhupada really liked your cooking." And I was naturally very delighted. The next day when I cooked, I blew it. Prabhupada told me, "You don't have any standard. One day you cook nicely and I appreciate your cooking, and the next day you are gone." So anyway, so the day after I was very careful, I was cooking not to make any mistake. And then when I served, I saw Prabhupada was eating properly. So I got some confidence. So I asked Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, is the cooking all right today?" Prabhupada said, "Yes, it's all right today." Then I told him, "Prabhupada, I was in such anxiety while I was cooking and I was so afraid." Prabhupada said, "That's good. When you are serving your spiritual master, you should be in anxiety and you should be afraid." Anyway, so in Bombay, I was cooking for Srila Prabhupada. But when we went to Rishikesh, I had to cook for the whole team. Like, there were quite a few of us. Although we, Upendra Prabhu, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Upendra Prabhu and myself, traveled with Srila Prabhupada in the flight. Oh, and Gauridas Pandit also was there in the same flight. He was Tamal Krishna Maharaj's assistant. But already Trivikram Maharaj, Pramana Swami, Biraha Prakash Swami, Pradumna Prabhu and Jadubar Prabhu, he was filming Srila Prabhupada. So they all were in there. So I had to cook breakfast, not just breakfast for Srila Prabhupada, breakfast for the whole team. Then after breakfast I had to cook the lunch. So the whole day I was kind of busy. And like, they used to, at noontime, everybody used to go to Ganga to swim. And some days only I could have that opportunity to join them after serving Srila Prabhupada. I had to go and join them. Anyway, it was very nice to be with Srila Prabhupada in a small group. And one day, generally in the afternoons, Sometimes Tamakrishna Maharaj and I used to go out on a walk. So one day we walked, went up to Lakshman Jula, went across the bridge, went across the Ganges, and walked uphill on the other side of the river. And then we came to the bank of the Ganges and sat on a boulder, him and I. It was late afternoon. And Tamakrishna Maharaj just started to tell me that you are so fortunate having taken birth in India. So I responded saying, well, I may have taken birth in India, but I grew up with the idea that West is the best. And because that was India, and that's still India. Like, India has lost its culture and looking up to the West as the best. But he insisted, no, just the birth in India is so fortunate. And you do not know how degraded the West is. At least you haven't been exposed to that degraded condition. Anyway, so this way he was telling me. And I got into a discussion with him, kind of argument with him in a way, mildly. I said, that may be, but Prabhupada, one day when one devotee was telling that how he was lamenting to Prabhupada, how degraded he was. But Prabhupada said, that was all superficial. Because as soon as I called, you came. So I told him that you all are not ordinary souls. You all are very, very special souls who came to assist Srila Prabhupada. And anyway, so that day I remember very vividly sitting with him on a boulder on the bank of the Ganges in Rishikesh, talking to him. Prabhupada stayed in Rishikesh for about 14 days, and then one night, Srila Prabhupada, at night we used to be, one of us used to be with Srila Prabhupada all the time and stay awake, not stay there and fall asleep, because we had to be awake and alert if Prabhupada needed anything. And my shift was from 12 to 2 at night. So Tamalkrishna Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, at about 1 o'clock, he rang the bell. So I went to him, lifted the mosquito net. Then Prabhupada told me, make arrangements for me to go to Vrindavan immediately, because the time has come for me to leave this planet. Those few words came to me just like with an inconceivable shock. So I immediately ran downstairs, woke up Tamalkrishna Maharaj and told him, this is what Prabhupada said. So Maharaj also ran upstairs and Prabhupada told him the same thing. The time has come for me to leave this planet. Please take me to Vrindavan. I want to leave my body in Vrindavan. So that night only we packed everything up. And the next morning we drove to Delhi. Prabhupada stayed in Delhi for the night. And the next morning Prabhupada left for Vrindavan. Tamalkrishna Maharaj was taking care of him in such a wonderful way, like always so concerned about Srila Prabhupada's needs, Srila Prabhupada's comfort. And Srila Prabhupada also was so much relying on him. I remember In the mornings when Srila Prabhupada would wake up, Prabhupada would ask, Prabhupada would ask first thing is, where is Tamal? And I would run and get Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And he would come. And very intimately, they would discuss. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj always had such penetrating questions, so intelligent questions. I used to marvel at that, at how intelligent questions he had. And that showed that how well he knew Srila Prabhupada's plans. And Prabhupada also used to confide in him, used to instruct him what to do, what not to do. Prabhupada started to make his wills, and he was always consulting with Tamal Krishna Maharaj, who would be there in the wills. And this is how wonderfully Tamal Krishna Maharaj served Srila Prabhupada. And it's a great loss for our movement that his sudden departure from this planet is a terrible loss for us. And he also left at such a time when he was practically ready to come back. For a few years he was not so active in ISKCON management and ISKCON's leadership, because he was doing his studies. He was doing his PhD, and then when he finished that, or almost finished that, he completed his dissertation, and he is about to come back to ISKCON. ISKCON's involvement, Srila Prabhupada took him away. Obviously Srila Prabhupada had some very important project for him, to assist him. I very strongly feel that is what happened. He is still serving Srila Prabhupada somewhere where Prabhupada needed him very dearly. His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj's Disappearance Day Celebration Ki Jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.